Hindi mo alam. Live English.
Now you got a chita. Apone.
Today, Bap Dada has come to meet. Today, Bap Dada has come to celebrate the new year with his master, creators of the new age. Everyone celebrates New Year in the world. However, you are creating a new age. Each child has in him the joy of the new age. You know that the new age will come very soon. In the world, the new year is celebrated only for one day. And for you, the new age is celebrated for the whole of Sangam Yuga. They rejoice on New Year Day. They give gifts to each other.
What gift we get?
But what are those gifts? Those gifts last only for a short while. the creator of the new world. What does the Father, the creator of the new world, bring for you children? What has He brought for you?
Golden gift. This golden gift, Artha.
It is the golden gift. Golden gift means everything in the new age, in the golden age, becomes golden, that is new. After some hours, the new world will begin, but now it's not that everything will become new. In your new age, even nature will become new. Even the soul will wear new clothes of the body. Everything will become new, that is golden age or sato pradhan. While celebrating the new year, in your mind, in your intellect, the new age is being remembered, is it not? Are you remembering the new age also, or are you just remembering the new year? First of all, Bap Dada congratulates you for the new age. And then after that, he congratulates you, greets you for the new age, for the new year. Because all of you have come to celebrate the new year, haven't you? Celebrate it as much as you want. Celebrate it.
Avinashi.
imperishable gift which you have received from Bap Dada should be celebrated by you in an imperishable way. Greet each other with good wishes all the time. This is the true greeting. When you greet someone, you yourself are happy and others are also happy. Is it not? Therefore, the true greeting from the heart is greeting each other from the heart with good wishes and pure feelings. Giving good wishes or having pure feelings is such a wonderful, such a elevated way of greeting. That even if someone is having different feelings, maybe not good feelings, maybe not good intentions too. However, your pure feelings and good feelings, good wishes can change their not good feelings even, and can also change their nature too. The Hindi word for nature is swabhav, and Baba is giving meaning of that word. Swa means self, bhav means feelings, so feelings of the self. That's the meaning of nature, swabhav. So greet each other at every time to every soul with the imperishable greetings in this way. Someone else may give you anything else. Whatever he may give you. But you have to give the good wishes. When you are stabilized in your imperishable stage of the imperishable soul,
Atma, parivartito ho jayegi.
The other soul will automatically get transformed. What speciality or what special will you do in the new year?
Swayam maybe. Sarva maybe.
In yourself as well as in others, what special will you do?
Or seva maybe.
In service too, what special will you do? Won't you do something new, as the word is new year? So won't you do some novelty, some newness? What novelty will you do? Have each one of you made a plan of what newness you're going to do, or are you just going to celebrate the new year, that's all? You'll celebrate the meeting with Baba? You will celebrate the new year. That's it. But what plans have you made of newness in you? Bhaktada is signaling to every child in this new year that according to the time, all the children whether you are present in front in Sakar now or whether you are listening in your places in this land or other lands through the power of science. Even Bhaktada is watching you. Baba can see you enjoying Baba's Murli, sitting very comfortably and listening very comfortably. My dear, sweet, lovely children, in the whole world, Bhaktada gives you the signal. That now in your this Brahman, now in yours in this Brahman life, right from Amrit Vela till night time, increase the account of savings. Increase the account of deposit. Each one according to his task. Make your own plan. All the treasures which you have received in Brahmin life, save each one of the treasures, put it in the account of deposit.
Aaj हजारों और के बच्चों की।
Because today Bap Dada saw the result at the end of this year of all the children. What must he have observed? You already know it.
Teachers bhi jaan gaye.
Even the teachers have come to know it. Even the double foreigners have come to know it.
Maharathi bhi jaan
gaye. Even the Maharathis have come to know it. Baba is speaking the sentence and then stopping in between, incompleting it. It's not, he's not completing, Baba says. As much as there should be the account of saving, that much Baba has stopped and said, you should say. You should say. Because Bap Dada knows that it is only at this time at Sangam Yuga when you have a chance to save all your treasures, to accumulate all your treasures. In this tiny age,
jitna jama kiya,
whatever you have accumulated up to now,
usi par maan, sara kalam,
or whatever you accumulate on the basis of that. You will continue to reap the fruit of that for the whole kalpa. It's your slogan, is it not? Which slogan is it?
Aap nahi to piche gaye.
If not now, what is after that? And they finish the sentence. If not now, then never.
Yes, Salokan.
you remember this slogan in your head very well. However, in your heart, in your remembrance, sometimes it is there and sometimes it's forgotten. The greatest treasure in this Brahmin life is for making your Brahmin life elevated is elevated thoughts. Elevated thoughts, so thought, treasure of thoughts, treasure of time.
Shaktyoka kasana.
Treasure of powers.
Jnanka kasana.
Treasure of knowledge. The other treasure of physical wealth, that's a common thing. Therefore, Bap Dada observed Bhaktat observed that each Brahmin can, with the help of the treasures of thoughts, elevate the self as well as elevate the service to the extent you want. But the only thing is that you'll have to now underline more on that, that is, give more emphasis to it.
Brahmano
even in one elevated thought of you Brahmins.
Shubha sankalpame.
In one pure thought of yours.
Itni shakti hai.
There is so much power. That you can give a lot of help to souls.
Sankalp shakti ka mehta.
You can increase the importance of your thought power to the extent you want. Just as a rocket, which is a means of science, can hit the target wherever it's aimed at, whenever it is. In whatever way it is needed to hit. If that is possible to do so, then compared to that, compared to your elevated thoughts, even the rocket is nothing. I was referring to the missile. You know, they do a missile attack with the help of a rocket. It's possible to attack wherever you want to, whenever you want to. So compared to your thought power, even the rocket is nothing. But you must use it with the right method. So use it with the right method. Try using it with the right method and you'll see that the result of that is very elevated. However, for that, you have to sit in the bhatti of introversion. Therefore, in this new year, prepare a scheme for saving all your treasures. Increase your account of accumulation. Increase your saving account. Fix that at special time for sitting in this bhatti of introversion. You'll have to do it that for yourself. Nobody else can do that for you. Fix some time during the whole day. Baba is calling this year as the age, as the year of success. Before the year of revelation comes, the basis for success is to make use of every treasure in a worthwhile way.
Safal karo safalta prapt karo.
Use everything worthwhile way and achieve success. In Hindi, both mean safal. The Hindi word is safal. Use everything in a worthwhile way and get success.
Safalta. Partakyata ko. Sutai partakya karenge.
Success will automatically reveal the revelation or glorification. You have done very good service through words. However, now with the blessing of success, bring the glorification of the Father closer. In each Brahmin's life, let the souls experience through each Brahmin's life the fullness of the treasures in you. The souls of today wish to get more experience from you rather than listen to you. They want to listen less but experience more from you. the basis of experience or the basis for the experience which you have to give to others. Depends on how much you have accumulated in you, how many treasures or how much treasure you've accumulated in you. Now, during the whole day, check from time to time in your chart. To what extent you have accumulated all the treasures? In your account, find out how much you have accumulated in the savings account. Now, in 1 minute, how many thoughts arise? How many thoughts arise in 1 minute?
Fast gati hai na sankalp ki.
Thoughts.
Kitne safal hue.
Thoughts are fast and they have a fast kitne speed.
Vyarat hue.
So check how many were used in a worthwhile way, how many went to waste. How many were powerful thoughts? How many were ordinary thoughts? You have the machine to check, don't you? Do you have it or not?
Sabke paas checking machine hai.
Has everyone the checking machine? Have you?
Teachers ke paas hai.
Do the teachers have it?
Aapke center par jaise computer hai, email hai.
Just as in your centers.
Aise ye checking machine hai.
You have the computer, you have the email. Do you also have the checking machine? Double foreigners say, you do have the checking machine, yes? You have it? Good. Is it working? Is it in working condition or is it switched off or not working? Because even that's important, is it not? It should work. Everyone laughs. What about the Pandavas? Do you have this checking machine? Yes, and they're raising their hand. Everyone has it? If someone doesn't have, you can put in your application.
Whenever time machine chahiye.
whenever you start any office, you make sure that you have a computer, you have email, you have a photostat machine, you have all these things and you set in your office. Is it not? Similarly, are all these machines there in the office of your heart? Or they are not there? Bab Dada has told you earlier also. That even nature, matter, is coming to Bab Dada and telling Bab Dada, Baba, Baba, I'm ready. Nature is coming to Baba and saying, Baba, I'm ready. Even time is looking at the Brahmins again and again. It's moving around, turning around all the time towards the Brahmins and it's finding out whether the Brahmins are ready or not. Therefore, Bab Dada asks, whenever Baba asks, you raise your hand very well. Bab Dada also gets happy when he sees you raising your hand. When he asks for a positive reply, so you raise your hand and you make Baba happy. Now become so ever ready that you make every thought, every second, every breath of yours be used in a worthwhile way, come what may, come, let anyone give you anything, but you have to make your thoughts second and breath. Be used in a worthwhile way. You should say wah wah for everything, but now at this moment sometimes it is wah and sometimes it is why. Sometimes wah how great and sometimes why. So Baba is rhyming words wah or why. Sometimes sometimes you apply a full stop and sometimes you apply a question mark or an exclamation mark.
Aap sab ka man bhi kahe.
of you should say in your mind. That is, your mind should say, wow. And in whosoever. And whosoever contact you come with, in whosoever relationship you are, with everyone should say, wah, wah. You and others too, all should say, wah, wah. How many months more for the season to finish? 3 months? 3 months? Is it 3 months? Yeah, January, February, March, 3 months. The end of Bhaktadas season. Now, after 3 months, Bap Dada will check the saving account of each child. Is it okay? Is it okay? Those who think that we will be ready for Bap Dada to check our account after 3 months, they should raise their hand. Will you be ready by then? In how much percentage or with how much percentage will you be ready? Your enthusiasm is good. Did these ones raise their hand? Papa is looking all around in the whole hall. Is there anyone who is not raising their hand? Yes, there are a few who are not raising their hand. Are you thinking something? And everyone laughs. What about those in the second line? Those sitting in the second line, third line, on the sofas, did you raise your hand? Okay. Yes, it's good news. Congratulations to you. After 3 months, your accounts will be checked. You check your account first, then Bap Dada will check your account. Bap Dada doesn't take time to check any account. Here, how much you have to break your head to check accounts, is it not? Baba is looking at Ramesh Bhai, and also they get tired checking accounts. Bap Dada comes to know that you get tired checking the accounts. Yes, you will be massaged. Madhuban Nivasis are clever in keeping accounts, aren't you? At least smile. Baba is looking at those sitting in the front, you know, the all the Madhuban Nivasis with the different gadgets. Baba is saying, at least smile. They are looking at Baba so seriously. So Baba is telling them to smile. Maybe he is looking at someone and saying, he is sitting officially, Baba is saying. then everything will say, wah, wah, everything will become good. Dada is very happy to see the teachers, and the teachers clap. You have clapped very well. They're clapping again. To show that they can clap very well. Actually, all of you are teachers. All of you are teachers, aren't you? Or is it just these teachers who are the teachers?
Jab course karate ho.
Because
what message dete ho, to kya mangte ho?
What do you become when you give a course or when you give message? You become a teacher at that time, don't you? In this new year, Bap Dada wishes to see some newness in you.
Sunai.
Should Baba tell you what novelty Bap Dada wishes to see in you? Will you do it? Pandavs? Will you do it? Pakka, are you sure?
Kuch bhi ho jayega.
Let anything happen, you'll have to do it then.
Tayar hai.
Are you ready?
Sabhi Pandav tayar
hai. Are all the Pandavs ready?
Tayar hai. Achha.
And they are raising their hand and Baba says yes.
Tayar hai.
Are the youth ready too?
Youth wale.
All the yes, the youth, they are raising their hand. Yes. Are the youth ready? Should Baba tell you? Will you do it? And they say yes. What about the mothers? Will you do it? They too are raising their hand. So Bap Dada is congratulating the children for the courage they have kept. Now hear one thing. Now don't clap with two hands, but you must now raise your hand. That is, clap with one hand only when Baba asks you something, because it becomes too noisy when you clap with two hands. Great-great-grandfather Brahma Baba has one pure desire. So Brahma great-great-grandfather wants to say one thing to his great-great-great-grandchildren. What is that one thing? On the face of every child, there should always be one thing. Spiritual smile on each one's face. Did you listen? Open your ears wide and listen. There should be a spiritual smile on the face of every child. This is one desire of Bhaktada, of Brahma Baba in particular. And second, let there be always sweetness. On the tongue, that is, the mouth should utter only sweet words. So, spiritual smile on the face and sweet words on the lips and in the mind and intellect. What should be there on mind and intellect? In the mind and intellect? There should be pure feelings. Feelings of mercy, feelings of a bestower. In every step, it should be follow the Father. Can you do this? Can you do these things, teachers? Yes, and they're raising their hand. Can the youth do it? Youth? There are about 130 youth who have come for the International Youth Retreat. Bab Dada got the result of the youth group. It is very good result. Congratulations multi-million times to the youth. No, Baba said, don't clap. Don't make noise. I mean, the sound shouldn't come. Just raise your hand. A wave to Baba. The result is good. You have had good experiences. Bhaktada's happy. Even Bhaktada heard your experiences. It's not that someone told Bhaktada, but Bhaktada heard your experiences directly too.
Now
But now,
with
the blessing of immortality, you have to make these experiences eternal. Let anything happen. But you should keep on increasing these spiritual experiences of yours. Don't become slack in them, because after 3 months Papa will check the result. But it's not that you will come from abroad after 3 months again, but you keep your account and send your account to Bap Dada, and Bap Dada will write it, or he will give you the result. Is it okay? Yes, you may raise your hand. Yes, this is clapping with one hand. Just raise your hand. Yes, very good. Today is a day of greetings, is it not? So some more good news Papa is going to share. More good news. Bap Dada heard the good news and also saw it. The little children are sitting here with crowns on their heads. You are going to get the crown in the future, but they have got the crown right now. Stand up, little children, stand up. Little children, stand up. So there are about 40 children from 14 countries, and they are carrying a flag. Little children from 14 countries who had the children's retreat. Very good. Children are always clean in their hearts, aren't you? You have a truthful heart. They can understand. Yes, they have headphones, I'm sure. You can understand, no? You have headphones on. Raise your hand if you have understanding. You have a clean heart, a true heart, is it not? Raise your hand if you say you have a true heart. Children? Now they are raising their hand, yes. Very good. Bap Dada saw good result of the children. Congratulations. Now you may sit down. Now all double foreigners stand up. All double foreigners stand up. There are about 500 double foreigners from 50 countries. 500 double foreigners from 50 countries sitting in today's gathering. And Brother Lee is here with the youth group, and the many Sindhi families also come from London, Lagos, Hong Kong. And Baba saying, Baba saw your letters as well as the slips you sent. Baba's asking Dadi Janki, did you see? Yes, they sent very good notes, slips with lot of, written with lots of enthusiasm. But one thing Bap Dada noticed in these slips was that some wrote with great zeal and enthusiasm. They wrote about the transformation They wrote about how enthusiastic they are. However, a few showed that they are careless, little careless. No, never become careless. Never become careless. Be alert. Bap Dada doesn't like anyone who is careless. And secondly, also Bap Dada doesn't like anyone getting disheartened. Let anything happen, come what may. Have a big heart, a generous heart. Don't make your heart shrink. Disheartenment means a shrunk heart, but have a big heart. Therefore, neither be careless nor have a small heart or be disheartened. Be always enthusiastic and keep flying with zeal and enthusiasm. Bap Dada has multi-million, trillion, you know, times hope in the children. You should show such a miracle, such a wonder that even the souls of India get surprised. Those days are also going to come, and they are going to come soon. No, when those days come, that Baba is asking Dadiji, and Dadiji is nodding her head. Yes, those days will also come when the people of India will be amazed to see the double foreigners who have brought so much transformation, and these days will come soon. Those days will come. See, yes, at least. Yes. Yes, Hanji, say Hanji.
Bap Dada, in advance.
Bap Dada, in advance. Presenting you with plates full of congratulations. Plates full of congratulations. That much courage Bap Dada sees in the double foreigners. Isn't it like that? Yes? Yeah, these ones, Brother Ratan is standing in the front. Bap Dada has great hope in the double foreigner, is it not? And Brother Ratan of London is saying, yes, Baba. Very good. Even the youth are very good. Those living in households are also very good. The Kumaris too are very good. There is wonder, nothing but wonder and wonder in the double foreigners, or of the double foreigners. Is it okay? Those who are standing in the front, yes. Those standing in the front, what wonders will you do? Baba is asking you, the Sindhi family, Brother Sanjay is here, It's just for namesake, Sindhi, but you're all Brahmins. Sanjay Bhai's family is here. Baba is asking you, what will you do? Sanjay Bhai, Rari Bhai, what will you do? And they are saying something. They are saying that, Baba, we will glorify your name. We will glorify Baba's name, they are saying. The whole Sindhi family, Hong Kong family, Lagos, London family, say loudly, Baba's asking. Baba's telling you to say loudly. The Janaki Sring Nari Bhai, say loudly, we will glorify Baba's name. They are saying in Hindi, we will glorify Baba's name. Say together, all of you say together. Yes. They are saying, Baba, we will glorify Baba's name. When will you do it? And they are saying this year, in the new year, we will do it in the new year. Gulab jamun in your mouth. And Dari Janaki is telling them, say again, yes, we will do it this year. Yes, you are courageous, you will do it. You are courageous, you will do it. Yes? Brother Ratan is telling Baba, Baba, your blessings are with me. Not just blessing, Baba Singh, the bestower of blessings is with you. Not just the blessings are with you, but the bestower of blessings is with you. Sit down, sit down. So all the double foreigners are sitting down. There are about 500 double foreigners from 50 countries. Now, all the first timers. Who have come for the first time in this kalpa, stand up. Please stand up. All those who have come for the first time in this kalpa. Someone was saying that nearly 70%, two-thirds of the Brahmins in this gathering are come for the first time in this kalpa. There are about 10,000 Brahmins and must be 66,000 Brahmins for the first time in this kalpa. Sit down, sit down. These first timers are so excited. To all the first-timers, Bap Dada says that though you have come last, but you have to go, you have come at late or last, but you have to go ahead, and you should go ahead to such an extent that everyone gets happy, becomes happy to see you, and each one should say from his lips, oh, it's wonderful, it's wonderful. Do you have that much courage? those who have come for the first time, are you that much courageous? You are courageous. You have come to celebrate the new year. You will definitely do some wonder in the new year, won't you? Bab Dada loves all his children. You have done a very wise thing. You have come before the too late board is put up. You have done a wise thing of coming before the too late board is put up. At least you have got a seat to sit in this hall, is it not? You have got a bed to sleep on, or maybe it is the floor, you are sleeping on the floor or on the bed. At least you have got some space, but when the too late board will be put up, then you'll have to stand in a queue. This is why you have come at a good time. You have recognized Bab Dada at the right time. This is a wise thing you have done. All the Pandavas, the first, not the first timers only, but the others who have come before to those Pandavas, stand up. Yeah, there are also many, of course. So I think it is 50-50. 50 first-timers and 50 older ones. Not the first-timers, the others who have come before. Those who are first-timers, they should sit down. The others who have come before, they stand up. Well, this includes all the Madhuban Nivasis, Sevadharis, all of them too. So there are many standing up. Very good. Pandav's praise is no less. Bab Dada's title is the Lord of the Pandavas. So it's the praise of the Pandavas, is it not, when Baba is remembered as the Lord of the Pandavas, and it is said that the Pandavas were victorious. They are remembered as victorious Pandavas, and for Shaktis are remembered as the blessed Shaktis. The victorious Pandavas. So what tilak is on the forehead of each Pandav? It is a tilak of victory on each one's forehead. Are you able to look at see the tilak of victory on your forehead? Always consider yourselves to be the victorious Pandavas. And you should see the shining tilak of victory on your forehead all the time. Victory is every Pandav's birthright. Isn't it your birthright? And they're raising their hand. Bhaktada is congratulating the Pandavas. As victorious jewels, you are no less. Now, Pandav, sit down. Now the mothers who have come before, they stand up. Not the first timers mothers, but those who have come before. Mothers who have come before. The ones who have come before, not the first timers. What is the speciality of mothers? All these big people, the big VIPs with high positions, they will bow at the feet of the mothers. There is praise called praise in the form of Mother Guru, and you will play that real part of Mother Guru. Just as even now, you know, whenever it's a big occasion, they say victory to Bharat Mother. They sing, don't they? In the future, they will sing the victory of you. They will praise you and sing your victory of mothers. Bhaktada has given such a high position to the mothers. Then the mothers will hear the sound of victory, of their victory. the praise of Mother Guru will be revealed through you in a practical way. Aren't you such mothers? You will awaken the sleeping souls. You have a very good part, O mothers, those who have defamed you will praise you then, sing songs in your praise because you have become of the Father. Because you have become companions of the Highest on High, God. Don't you have that intoxication, that spiritual intoxication? And they are waving to Baba, applauding Baba. Yes. Bap Dada too says namaste to such mothers, and they can't help clapping. They can't control themselves, so they started clapping. Okay, sit down. Now, the Kumaris. All the Kumaris stand up. All the Kumaris stand up. All those standing up at the back, are they Kumaris? Yes, all Kumaris. Yes. Not the teachers, only the Kumaris. All the Kumaris wave to Baba, raise your hand. And they are raising their hand. So many Kumaris too. All unmarried sisters. Not the teachers living in centers. Not the center vasis. The other Kumaris. You are not ordinary Kumaris. Are you? You are now elevated Kumaris. Bap Dada has one enthusiastic thought about the Kumaris. Kumaris, do you like to listen? Even double foreigners have stood up. There is praise. There is praise for the Kumaris that Kumaris, they salvaged 21 generations of theirs. Therefore, Bap Dada says that in this year, each Kumari, leave aside 21, each Kumari,
what is quality?
Create one air soul. Can it be possible? Do you have the courage to, double foreigners, you're not raising a hand. Do you have the courage to create one air soul? Air soul now. How many Kumaris are there? Count. There must be at least a few thousand. Yeah, Munni Ben has the list. How many Kumaris? Baba is looking at Munni Ben. Ramshlok Bhai. He has a list, and Ramshlok is saying about 1,000 Kumaris. So in this year, at least 1,000 heirs should be created. Even double foreigners will do that. Yes, you also will create heirs. Yes? Yes. Even double foreigners will create heirs. Yes. Congratulations to double foreigners too. Congratulations in advance. Now, Baba will make a rosary of heirs. Mix ones come, but now Baba wants heirs. And Baba will make a rosary of heirs. Kumaris, is it okay? You have to create heirs. First take this training from the dadis. Find out from them what is the meaning of heir soul. What are the qualifications of an heir soul? Understood? Then in this year, each one of you create an heir soul, and then Baba will make a rosary of those heir souls. You should do something new this year, shouldn't you? Shouldn't some newness happen? Yes? Moini Munni Baba is telling them, you need heirs, don't you? And Munni Ben is saying, yes. Yes, you all will create heirs. Delhi will do, everyone will do. Yes, Delhi will also do it. You will do it, you have to do it. What else is there for you to do? This is what you have to do. Now Baba will hear, and you write to Dadi and say, Dadi, I have created an heir is born. You write your news to Dadi. Is it okay, Kumaris? Is it okay? Say Haanji at least. Haanji means yes, please. Sit down. Now all the Madhubani Vasis stand up. Even Munni Moini are standing up. Some Madhubani Vasis are at the back too. Most of them are in the front, but there are some at the back. Madhubani Vasis are clever. They get a place, a seat in the front. It's good. the miracle of the service being done by the Madhubani Vasis pulls the souls to Madhuban. Whomever you may ask, they say one the same thing. Madhuban is number one in service. Isn't it like that? Are you number one in service or are you number wise? And they are saying number one. You are number one. Bap Dada looks at you with the drishti of number one, not number wise, but number one. Aren't you number one? Are you? Wave to Baba if you say you are. And they are waving to Baba. No complaint should go to Dadi. You are number one. Is there any complaint? No one? All are becoming complete and therefore there is no complaint. You are good, at least you are tireless. Everyone. Everyone asks for the sevadharis of Madhuban. Even the Mahamandleshwar, the gurus, when they came, they said, send these sevadharis to us and teach, so that they teach our people how to serve. You are good. You are very pakka, strong. Aren't you like that? I hope it's not Baba just saying like that. You are that, aren't you? Bap Dada likes you. But sometimes when you have too much work, then Bap Dada sees you. When you have too much work, Papa is not saying further, but you are immortal. You have the blessing of immortal. Isn't it like that? Now you are not saying yes. You are. Aren't you immortal? Congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. Sit down. Did everyone get the congratulations? And Muniben says, no, Baba, the jurists have come. Teachers are here. The teachers got, no? And they are saying, no. Muniben is saying, that was part of the Murli, but you didn't make them raise their hand. Muniben is telling Baba. You didn't tell them to stand up. Okay, so all the teachers stand up. All the teachers have stood up. There must be at least 2,000 teachers. as I can see from here, over 2,000. When Bap Dada sees the teachers, he sees with that vision that features of Bap Dada are seen in the teachers. Whichever teacher you see, everyone should say, this one is like the father. This one is like Brahma Baba. This is like Shiv father. You are like that. And you are to become that. You will become that. The teachers are the foundation. Just as for the father it is said, Brahma Baba's slogan all the time was, whatever action I do, others will see me and follow. Similarly, do all the teachers remember the slogan? Whatever thoughts, words, actions we will do, or outlook, attitude we will have, that others will see and follow. Bap Dada has given Brahma Baba a seat to all your few teachers to sit on. You teachers are instrumental to read the Murli. You have got Baba's seat. Drama has given you teachers a very, very high status. Bap Dada always sees the teachers with this significance. You are great, you are important. Aren't you like that? Aren't you like that? Should Baba take this certificate from your students? Bap Dada keeps observing, keeps watching. Dadiji is saying something. Dadi is telling Baba, you should catch the ears of the teachers and you should catch these teachers. And Baba is saying that they are already caught. They are caught in love. That's why they have become teachers. Dadiji will catch your ears. Baba will only love you. You have kept the courage. This is why you have become instrumental, haven't you? Dadiji is saying, no, teachers are very good. And Baba is saying, yes, Dadiji is saying teachers are very good. Congratulations to you. You are good. If the teachers weren't there, then how would that so many centers open? So congratulations to all of you, the teachers. Bap Dada looks at you with a very, very elevated vision. So many teachers,
foreign teachers,
even double foreigner teachers have stood up. Courage and hard work. Congratulations for both of these. You're courageous, you do hard work. Okay, sit down. What about those of the hospital? Somebody reminded Baba, hospital Nivasis, all the brothers, all those of the global hospital who are working in the global hospital, stand up. Are they not that many? Less have come? Yes, a few are standing. Those of the hospital have written very good thoughts of enthusiasm and zeal for the new year. Bap Dada always has the faith and he is carefree that the hospital will bring many souls into Brahmin life. You are doing the service of Brahmins and you're also creating new Brahmins. Even the big VIPs are impressed when they hear about the hospital. You have written a good chart. You have also made your promises. Bap Dada is very happy. Did you hear? Instrument is this one. Maybe a doctor Ashok Mehta is standing in front. So Baba is saying, He became instrumental. All don't come, maybe some are on duty. Bab Dada is happy. Bab Dada was happy to read your letters of promise. Therefore, congratulations. Sit down. Now all those who are hearing Baba or seeing Baba through the facilities of science are very happy, and they are wondering, Baba hasn't taken their name. So their thoughts are reaching Baba, and Baba is addressing to them now that wherever you are sitting and listening to Baba or seeing Baba, you also stand up. So wherever you are, in whichever country, whichever city or town, wherever you are, you also stand up, and Baba is talking to you now. They are very happy. They are happy to hear. They are smiling. Baba is watching you. Bab Dada likes the zeal and enthusiasm and the love in your heart for Bab Dada. It's because you have love in your heart that you come according to your time. You see, you hear also with great enthusiasm. Some of you may not be able to get a picture, but at least you're able to hear, and you're doing that with great enthusiasm. Bab Dada is congratulating to each one with name, and Bab Dada can see that you two are waving to Baba and raising your hand. So Bab Dada is congratulating each one of you for the new age, for the new year. Many, many letters, cards, greetings of the children have come. Bab Dada says, before your cards reach, your heart reaches Baba first.
Bab Dada sab ki
Bap Dada is happy to see your hearts. Though some money is spent, after tomorrow all these cards will remain only as memorials. But Bap Dada is very happy with the thing that though Bap Dada doesn't see how much you have spent on these cards, but Bap Dada sees the sound coming from your hearts. So, what sound comes from your heart or how much love is expressed through your cards, because you paint, some paint the cards with your own hands. And Baba is telling everyone, you see these cards, they are kept on the stage. Muni Ben is reminding Baba of the jurist wing. You know, jurist wing members are here. They've had a meeting. Ramesh Bhai. All those who have come in the jurist meeting, they stand up. Ramesh Bhai and his group. Jurist group, they're all lawyers, advocates and judges in this group. There are at least, I think, about 50, 60 of them. So Baba is addressing them. Some work for the jurist wing. One point is still left to be done. Which point is left? Who is the summonizer of the Gita? Now, when will you make that plan? Brother Maheshwari is saying something to Baba. The jurist wing has prepared a book. Baba saying, that's fine, but Baba wants you to make a group, at least prepare a group of VIPs who say, who express the view that what these Brahma Kumaris are saying is true, that the summonizer of the Gita is Shiva, not Krishna. So what others have not been able to do up to now, that you have to do. Up to now, no one has done this task that a VIP should, and a person with authority should write to you that yes, Gita Summonizer is Shiva, not Krishna. Ordinary people, if they write, it doesn't matter. But someone with authority, they should write, yes, Summonizer of Gita is Shiva, not Krishna. The important people, the VIPs, the authority, they should write that this point is very important. You can do it, it's not a big thing. People of the religious organization should do it. You have the religious wing, so the religious heads, the judges, and they should write. So those who are instrumental, who have a higher position in the society, they should accept. Just now, very recently, gurus came, mahatmas came, they said, very good, indeed. Now you should be able to make them write. Religious wing and jurist wing should work together on this. Yes, both the wings, jurist wing and religious wing, should work together. Yeah, all wings cooperate one another. They do cooperate when you need it. But you should do something. This will bring about revolution. Something new is needed, is it not, for the new, for the people? Is it okay? You will do it. It is to happen as it has happened. As it has happened last kalpa, it will repeat now also. Ramesh Bhai is saying something. Say, congratulations. From the time these different beings have been created, service has expanded a great deal. And each one is enthusiastic and says, I want to do something. But you haven't created heirs up to now. Each wing or profession should create heirs. Mixed people keep coming. But now, as the end time is coming, create heirs and prepare a rosary of heirs. Just as at the beginning, egg souls were created, similarly at the end too, air souls will be created, such air quality souls will be created. Very good. Sit down. This time it is Maharashtra's turn. They are the Sevadharis this time. Actually, all of you have been congratulated. Congratulations to those who have done the charity of serving this time. This charity is no less. By doing this charity of serving, you increase the charitable actions in your account. Contentment also increases the saving account. This chance which you have taken is good. Every zone takes a chance. You liked it, didn't you? You accumulated in your account and you come closer as well. So congratulations to Maharashtra. To all the children in all four corners who are the embodiments of success, to all the fast effort maker children who make everything of theirs be used in a worthwhile way. To all the checker children who know how to check their accounts and the makers of the future, so all the checkers and the makers, to such elevated souls, to all the grandsons of the great-great-grandfather who reveal the father in every step, Bapdadas, lots and lots and lots and lots of Yad Pyar, Congratulations and namaste. So, as all at the youth group is to show something. So Levi is coming forward with his youth group. The youth have come from 27 countries, about 130 youth.
Youth forum ke bhai, inhone forum mein kya kiya, wah baap dada ko dikha rahe hain.
So they are. Baba is telling them to come in the front. Baptata is telling you to come in the front. Did all of you hug Baba? Raise your hand if all of you hugged Baba. So all of you hugged Baba. Of my mind connects to Baba. And I surrender everything to them. I prepare the arrow of my thoughts to hit the point of soul consciousness. I push away everything that's old. Past is past. I gather the energy from the body so that what is left is just the soul. And in front of my is my vision, my golden aged deity form.
Or last me namaste.
Thank you, Baba. Namaste, Baba.
Bap Dada ko inhone apne aap ko Bap Dada ke samne samarpit kiya.
They have surrendered themselves to Bap Dada. Congratulations. So Brother Lee's ideas, and he gets it done through them.
सभी भाई बहने अपने अपने स्थान पर बैठे रहेंगे और कुछ मिनटों के बाद बाप दादा आप सभी को दृष्टि देंगे.
So please be seated on your seats. Then Bap Dada will stand up and then give drishti to all of you from the front of the stage. Baba is telling them, very good. You have good enthusiasm. At last, all the youth will come together and show themselves and impress others. May you continue to move forward. So I take leave and Suman Ben takes over. So I'm not very sure whether we will be here up to midnight. Will you be here up to midnight? Will we be here up to midnight?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
ओम शांति। भारतवासियों के लिए बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद। आपने
आजकल
बाबा सिंह
सबके संकल्प में
what do you remember in your thoughts all the time? You remember that in our kingdom, which is your kingdom? Madhuban is your home. And where will you rule? In Delhi. Won't you rule in Delhi? Not in Madhuban. You won't rule in Madhuban, but you'll rule in Delhi. Where will Krishna's palace be built? In Madhuban or in Delhi? In Delhi. It won't be built in Delhi. Mohini Bani Singh, it won't be built near Naki Lake. It will be built on the bank of the river Jamuna. So, do you remember your capital, your kingdom? Therefore, with the cooperation of all of you, Delhi, the capital, is becoming a very special service place. All of you have put your seed in it, haven't you? Have all of you put your seed in it? Because only when you put your seed in it will you be able to eat the fruit. How will you eat the fruit without putting the seed? Have all of you put the seed? Say, you have put and you will put more and more. Because from this bee, from this seed, many, many fruits of revelation, glorification will come. All of you in your places, wherever you are in this year of success, you have to make everything be used in a worthwhile way. You have to make everything be used in a worthwhile way. The other treasures as well as putting your seed for Delhi. Here Baba is indirectly saying, Baba means to say that you have to help monetarily also. Till this service lasts, you have to put the seed and you have to eat the fruit. When the fruit will come, at that time, all of you will eat. Not just those of Delhi will eat, but all of you will eat too. You have love for Baba, is it not? So you also have love for service. And therefore, the fruit of service is also very lovely. Who have come from Delhi, Manesar,
Who
All these have come from Manesar. All are not in one place. Some are somewhere else. Sister Asha, Sister Shukla of Delhi are here. Is everything going on well, smoothly? Can you hear? Is everything going on smoothly? And Sharad Bhai, the engineer, he's coming in the front and he's saying, yes, Baba, everything is going on smoothly. It will also continue to move smoothly. It is going on smoothly, it will continue to take place smoothly. Bap Dada's blessings are for every service center, that it will run smoothly. With the cooperation of all, service will be successful, is it not? Sister Shukla, Sister Asha are instrumental for that, for Delhi Manesar. Just as with the zeal and enthusiasm of all in the unlimited way this place has been built, therefore let there be an unlimited attitude, vision and feeling, and then success will also be in an unlimited way. Everything will happen in an unlimited way. All of you are in the unlimited way, aren't you? Never think this is for Delhi or of Delhi or by Delhi only. It is ours. It is for everyone. Because the seed of revelation is for all. The fruit of revelation or glorification is for all, and all of you will eat that fruit. This is why Bap Dada is happy too. That with the unlimited zeal and enthusiasm of yours, the service will grow. It will expand. And Dad is reminding Baba of Sonipat, and Baba says, yes, that is also Delhi too. Whoever may be instrumental, but it is a part of Delhi. Dadi Janki is reminding Baba of London Diamond House. It will be. They're also working very hard in London to get the house built, and Bap Dada Singh is the foreign countries are jumping ahead. It is not possible that just like in here we have Diamond House, there also in London a diamond house is being built, and Baba Singh, yes, double foreign jumps, and very soon you will also get a white house like it is in Washington. Baba says, yes, you will get that too. Should that be in London or in America? Baba says, just like white house in Washington. Not that you will get the White House of Washington, but you will get something as equal to White House of Washington. And Dadi Janki Singh Ramesh Bhai, yes, you are the ones going to put the foundation. At the beginning, the five souls came. Jagdish Bhai, Ramesh Bhai, Rosie Ben, Sheel Dadi. Rosie Ben has also given a lot of love and remembrance. Bap Dada is also remembering Rosie Ben with lots of love. Sandeshi Dadi is in Ahmedabad Hospital. She fell down and got a fracture of one leg. So